Özgürüz Radyo Saat Başı Haber Bülteninden herkese merhabalar. Ben Onur Öncü. Bugün 26...
Onur Öncü is filing a report from his bedroom for Özgürüz, a Turkish internet news radio portal, broadcasting from Berlin. The station claims to provide independent news outside of the control of Turkey's state regulatory authority. But under a new regulation, internet broadcasting now falls under state regulatory control.
Türkiye'de çok sayıda internet portalı var, haber sitesi var.
There are two ways for people to do citizen journalism online, even by phone via Periscope. It was unpreventable and thus a problem for the government. The new broadcasting law is a way to control your reporting.
As the government's grip on the mainstream media tightens, the number of TV and radio internet news broadcasters is surging. Many well-known journalists who have been fired for critical reporting now work for such broadcasters. Government attempts to regulate such broadcasters are seen as just the latest attempt to control the internet, according to Yaman Akdeniz of the Istanbul-based Freedom of Expression Society.
We cannot any longer obtain information from the newspapers in Turkey or even TV channels because majority of these channels and newspapers are controlled by the government. So for obtaining crucial political information, you have to go to social media. That's why the Turkish authorities are targeting the internet, whether through blocking practices or whether through now trying to regulate the radio and television services, but also high number of criminal investigations and prosecutions involving social media platforms.
Over the last few years, Turkish authorities have blocked over 24,000 websites, making Turkey one of the world's most restrictive countries for the internet. The government says the latest measures are aimed at getting all broadcasters to follow the same rules. Broadcasters that are refused a license or don't apply for one can be blocked or face heavy fines.
Wikipedia'ya girmek istediğinizde bu
çok fazla yararlar.
Rights groups are organizing to brief lawyers for the expected court cases to contest and challenge the new controls. One of those attending is lawyer Selmin Şahin.
Hani bireylerin öncelikle öne çıkıp kendi düşüncelerini belirtmesi.
Freedom of thought on the internet is important. The new law should be about protecting the individual's right to free speech. This can be protected online. But we're at the beginning of this road.
The past few months have seen a judiciary rule against the government in high-profile cases on freedom of expression. But Turkey's offensive into Syria against a Syrian Kurdish militia, considered as terrorist by Ankara, is resulting in a new social media crackdown. Hundreds of people have been arrested or called to police stations to make statements for social media postings opposing the operation. Cyber rights activist Akdeniz.
Some anti-government websites or news providers, especially Kurdish media, is constantly targeted and every new website that they open is subject to a blocking order. It takes many years to take blocking decisions to the Constitutional Court and get a decision. Some of the applications we made back in 2015 are yet to be decided. So that's why the news providers, rather than giving up, constantly adapt or find new ways. We see them transmitting through Periscope. Instagram is now, by some news providers, are used for political purposes.
Hoş geldiniz CNN Türk ekranı.
With mainstream media slavishly supporting the military operation, reporter Öncü says online content has never been so important. Despite the new controls and latest crackdown, he believes such efforts are futile given the power of the internet.
Orada bir engelleme girişiminde bulunuyorlar ama bu alternatifi var.
They are attempting to block us, but there's an alternative. When they shut down our website, we started broadcasting by phone. Unless they cut the cord for the internet, there are always alternatives.
Sizlerle beraberiz, Özgürüz Radyo'da.
Despite Öncü's colleague having fled to Greece to escape authorities and his editor in political exile in Berlin, he, like so many Turkish internet broadcasters, still remains determined to provide independent reporting. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.